Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, how are you? It's Tuesday night, and it's another night where we are we're talking about manifesting with the angels. And tonight, I'm going to share with you how I got the idea. I was like, what do you want to talk about tonight, angels? What do you want people to know? And, you know, God, angels, my higher power, you know, and it all works, a higher part of ourselves, which is always connected to God, that has God inside of us. So the art of allowing, or the art of deliberate creation, and both are very similar. And we want, and then the angel said to me, we want you to give prayers and mantras that will help these people connect with us, because we really want to help. And I go, cool. So here we are, Tuesday night, talking about the art of deliberate creation. And I'm going to talk about three areas. First of all, love. Also career, money, prosperity, and health. And I'm going to give you guys three people that really changed their life with this, and how they did it, okay? Because I always relate to examples or people that have done it rather than it being just in theory. So let's talk about the first one. And I will share this with you. Most of the time, people come to me, they talk about love and money. Very rarely do they talk about their health. I could probably count on, you know, 20 times over the past years that I've had health issues or people come to me about health. But they're all related. And when you're right in your spiritual body, in your physical body, then you're going to see it a lot quicker and easier in your love life, of course, because there's nothing like being with a hot, sexy guy or a hot, sexy woman who's healthy, right? And you can be healthy and sexy at any age. There's no age here. But to be physically fit and physically strong really comes to being spiritually strong as well. So that's a cool thing. Anyway, give the first one with love. I have a friend of mine. You guys, she and I wrote this book together. I mean, there's a law that says you have to be attracted to me. And her name's Diane Bucci. And Diane and I started out as clients and client, and she worked with me as a coach, coaching her. So how many of you guys have wanted a great love? Or how many of you guys are waiting for that guy or that girl to turn into the great love, right, that you may be seeing or just met or have been dating for some time or living with even? I think all of us have had that happen. Guy had just lost her son, her cat, moved to Colorado, or wanted to move to Colorado, and had lost a guy, and he had done some really terrible things, you know, that lacked integrity. And you guys have ever experienced that. It's so hard. And she goes, T, or Therese, as a lot of my friends and family call me T, she said, how do I create a great love? And I said, and how do I get my book published? And how do I to get over this guy? And I said, guys, here's the first thing that you do. I said, first of all, be willing to let the old go so that the new can come in. And she said, all right, I can do that. And I said, it doesn't mean that the old me has to be letting the guy go. The guy is just the form that, you know, that she's in love with right now. I said, but make a list of qualities that you want in your guy. I want that guy to have integrity. I want him to be loyal, compassionate, kind, spiritual, meditate, whatever it is, you guys. But be really clear on the physical characteristics that you want. I want my guy to be 6 foot or more. You know, maybe you want your guy to be 5'8 or more. It doesn't really matter. What you want him to look like, okay, I want him to be not a lot of hair on his chest. That's my thing. You know, so maybe you want a lot of hair, you know, and I got super detailed, but get really detailed. I want the guy to be spiritual, doesn't necessarily mean religious, so get really detailed about the qualities that you want on a physical, spiritual, and emotional. I want him to be kind and compassionate. I want him to love children, old people, and animals, because I have a great deal of animals, right? So I'm giving you some suggestions here. And if you're stopping me saying, well, Tree, does it really matter what he looks like? Well, it matters to me, you know. I want my guy to be, you know, good looking for me, you know, and good looking is relative to who you are. So, but be super specific, you know, emotionally available. And she wrote it down. She wrote a list of qualities down about him. Well, and I said, when do you want your book published? And so we went to that. I told her what I saw, you know, in a session that we did. And she goes, I want it published by XYZ date. Well, long story short, And she goes, I want to move to Colorado, too, and I want to get a job. And she goes, I want to work for the same company. Long story short, she wrote a list of things that she wanted in her guy. She also wrote seven things that she wanted to manifest. And every day, every morning, she would wake up and she goes, I would like to manifest a job, and this is what I want it to be. And she listed the qualities out. Okay, I want it to be in Denver, you know, and I want to work here, and I want this, you know, and I want to make this amount of money. Well, she did. She got the job, and it was a miracle how it happened, right? And then she got the book published. She went to a book seminar and met a publisher, and he published her book. And by the way, her book, The Return of Mikey, was the most inspirational book in 2013. Yeah, 2013. And then our book came out last year too as well. So. And how did she do that? First of all, she put her intention out there, and she wrote it down. She read it every morning. She also read it before she went to bed. And she would go around in during the day in her mind, and she'd say, I'm getting my book published. I'm going to have this book published by XYZ. And she could see it and feel it. And I'm moving to Colorado, and I'm going to have this job. I'm going to make this amount of money. And she would say, you know, she would be thinking that as if it was happening already, okay? And she goes, Tree, there was days that I didn't believe it, that I just kept saying it. And so that sounds pretty easy, you know, doesn't it? But she did the work. She wrote it down on blue paper, blue construction paper, because that's the throat chakra. And if you don't have a chakra meditation, Angel Coaches has one. You can just email us, because she worked with the meditation I created for her with that. And she also worked with Archangel Michael, helped me get rid of the block. Help me make, you know, dear Michael, help me get rid of the emotional block that I have about not getting the job or, you know, whatever she did. And I'll go over that before the end of the show. And so then that's what she did there. So she created the job, okay, because she left Colorado, or she left Oklahoma, going to a job that she created first with her intention about creating the job. She wrote it down. She started saying it every day, I'm going to have a great job, and this is what it looks like. This is how much money I'm going to make. And this is what I want to feel like with the job. And then she also said, I want my book published. My book is going to be published in this amount of time, and I'm going to meet somebody that's going to publish it. And she did. Okay. And then she also, the guy. Well, the guy took a little longer. So I said, Guy, what's the deal here with the guy? And she said, Three, I can't get over my ex. And I said, well, instead of trying to get over your ex, why don't you just say, Archangel Shemuel, help me, thank you for helping me find the perfect mate, and this is what I want him to look like. So you guys write it down. She wrote the qualities down, and that's what, and then she's, you know, on a piece of paper, and that's another thing she read at night. And I said, Di, you're going to meet your guy, and I see him, and this is what I see. And you know, and so she says, okay, what can I do? I said, well, I'll do this meditation, and I created another meditation, which you guys, for meeting your soulmate twin flame, you guys, if you want a meditation from Angel Coaches, costs $5. And yes, I'm pitching my meditations because they work, because angels channel it through me. And I always get really nervous about doing that. But these meditations work, okay, because I'm giving you stories where they work, where they're working. anyway, so she started meeting. She started going on a few dates, and I said, Di, you're going to have to let Scott go. And I'm using Scott as an example. And she goes, I'm letting him go. And we worked on that, you know, because she was hurt. And have you ever been hurt, any of you guys? I have, right? We all have. And so I said, you got to live in the moment, the now. And I go, what does that look like? And I go, well, when you're in the past and you're thinking about your guy or the guys that you dated before, you're not in the moment. You're not right here looking at that guy, and you're thinking, well, I can't love him until I get rid of this childhood pain. Bullshit. Excuse my language. But you can't, because you got this guy right here in front of you, or got this woman right here in front of you. And instead of thinking about what he did or she did in the past or what somebody else did to you 20 years ago, stay right here with me, okay? Stay right here with him, or stay right there with him and look at him and find out what you think is magnificent and wonderful about him. Because I'm going to tell you guys something. When you think a thought and you think, well, he's this guy or he's this way or maybe he's going to be this way, you start creating it on a level in form. It starts materializing in some sort of form. Whatever you thought you think, you're creating right now. So think some good ones, right? So, and I told her that. She says, okay, I can do that. Well, long story short, Tamara is a year that she met a guy, and now they're living together. They've moved in, and they've had some ups and downs, but he's a great guy. She goes, I've never been this happy. And I said, Di, what do you owe to what do you feel like you owe to your success in your business, in your personal life? And she says, Tari, I'm going to tell you what I did. I worked on myself. And she goes, I started living in the now, okay, not thinking about what he did or what he was going to do or what happened 20 years ago, and loving myself. And I kept saying the mantras, and I prayed to Archangel Shamuel to help me because he helps with soulmate relationships. I meditated, and I wrote it down, and I read it every morning. Great story, huh? You know? So those are some things that can do too as well. And I'm breaking it down really quick because I don't want to bore you guys. But let me tell you something. She went to Belize for Valentine's. She's writing books. They're living on the mountain, and that's where she wanted to live and write books. You know, they just moved in to get in this beautiful home, and she's happy. So if she can do it, you can do it, okay, and I can do it. Okay, so that's one story about love. Let me give you another one about career. And the first thing I want to share with you guys, and this is really super important, is that you can get a job, okay, and you can have a purpose because we're all here for some sort of purpose or we wouldn't be here. So, you know, maybe what you do is you ask Archangel Michael because he helps you find your soul's purpose. You ask Archangel Michael, Archangel Michael, thank you for helping me find my calling. Thank you for helping me find my life purpose. Whatever resonates with you, because I'm going to talk about this in a few minutes with words and feelings, because feelings come before words do. So if you like the word calling, you can use the word calling. If you like the word life purpose, you use the word life purpose. If you like the word passion, help me find my passion, what I'm here to be, what I'm here to do. That is a better way of but find what works for you, where you put feeling with the mantra, okay? So anyway, moving on here, I have another client, and I'm giving you ones that you can relate to because I've talked about them before, but we have Victoria. Victoria, I met her, and she was trying to get over a guy, you know, aren't we all, at some point in time, and she was trying to find her way, and I said, okay, Victoria, what are you here to do? Well, I think I like to clean up roads and help the way to be clean. She's like, I get that, you can do that. I said, but let's talk about something that gives you juice. And so she said, what did you like to do when you were a kid? And she goes, I like to ride horses. I said, great. So she started taking horseback riding lessons. And 2 years, her anniversary was 2 years ago, 2 years, about a week or so ago. And she started taking horseback riding lessons. And, you know, now she's buying a farm and boarding her own horse. She's got a horse herself and wants to buy more. Just had a meeting with a guy from one of the music people from, I can't remember, famous band, because he helped, she wants him to help her invest in her business, and it looks like that she's moving toward that with him. And she met another man that's helping her too as well, they have a vision, the same sort of vision together. And how did she do that? Well, what she did was she wrote down what she wanted to accomplish. She got super detailed about her business and what she wanted to do. And she created an executive summary. It's a one-page thing about what she wanted her business to do, who she wanted to serve, and how much money she was going to generate and how much money she needed. All right? And that sounds difficult, but the first thing she wrote was this is what she wanted to do. And she read it every night along with the 43 qualities that she created for her guy. Okay, so it is 2 years, okay, that since she jumped on a horse and started riding horses. She's got a horse in the process of buying a farm and doing this full time and getting investors and becoming a new angel coach, so she can teach people to do that too as well. And how did she do it? Once again, she wrote it down, what she wanted to create, okay? And then she also read it every night, read it every morning. She meditates. She got a couple of meditations from angel coaches that we've created, and one of them was chakra clearing because those are important. The other one was manifesting your life purpose. I can't remember, but if you call me or email me, I'll tell you. I don't have it handy right now. And she did the mantras, and she did the prayers. She works with Archangel Michael. She also works with Athena, who is a Ascended Master that works with women and men, okay? She works with Archangel Shemuel, and she says the prayers, and her mantra is, my circumstances do not define who I am, okay? And she says, she also healed herself of Lyme's disease, okay? It's another one that did a healing. And she wrote it down that she's going to do it, weaned herself off the medication, and now is healthy, okay, and ready to meet her God. All right, so that's another one there that got real clear on what she wanted to create. It had some bad days, but remember, whenever you think a thought, it's being created on some form, some level, somewhere. Everything in front of you is a thought first. Everything in your life was a thought first before it was a reality, okay? So, you know, the law of attraction is always working. Using it to create on purpose means you've got to get real clear on what you want to do, what you want to be, and how you want to do it, okay? And don't be afraid to make a mistake, okay? The biggest mistake I think we can do is, like, sitting there not trying, okay, not doing it. Because it's working, you know, when you start commanding the forces of the universe, say, I choose to create a Corvette car. I choose to create a life of bliss, and this is what my bliss looks like. I have a great guy, I have a great woman, I have a great job, I make this amount of money, and I do what I love and love what I do, and this is what I love to do. I like to ride horses, I like to race cars, I like to help people, I like to live on the water and take people out on a boat, whatever it is. Do you see what I'm saying? But you write it down and then just live it, okay? And read it every morning and read it every night, and then even when you're having a bad day, you read it. And you say the prayers, dear Archangel Michael, who helped with life purpose and also motivation and manifesting and reading, getting rid of obstacles. Said, Michael, thank you for helping me get my business, get my calling, get my life purpose, whatever you want to say, together. And then, you know, do you like Diane? Do you like Victoria did? I am worthy. I am creating my book. It's going to be published. My book is going to be written, whatever it is, if you're writing a book. My voice is going to sing this song, whatever it is, and you say it during the day, you say it in the morning. If you can't say it during the day in your mind's eye, you say it in the morning. You read it before you go to bed because it trains your subconscious to really accept it and create it. And I do it on blue paper myself. You can do it on purple. I have people that do it on different types of paper. Paper's not important, but I like the chakra colors, so think about that. And then one of the other things, I'll share this about health. You guys remember Heidi Hoke, right? You heard Victoria. She healed herself of Lyme's disease. The guy's not even important anymore. The guy that she likes, she's like got a new guy that's in her life, and she's creating a great relationship with this person. And it's very new, so I'm not going to really talk about it now because we just want to support her and give her love. let's talk about Heidi. Heidi had, I think, what'd she say, 15, 20 seizures a day with epilepsy. She had to give her clothes away, give everything away, give her kids to one of her family members to raise because she was in bed and out, you know, she said she was comatose, and that means, you know, she couldn't move. And they were getting ready to do brain surgery on her. And then to cut the seizures in half, she goes, Tree, if I had 10 seizures or I had 20, it doesn't really matter. That's a lot of seizures. I couldn't move. So she's in there in her bed, and she's going through and working with her angels, working with her higher power. And she says, "Wow, I was down in my body, if my brain was still working, and they told me what to do. And then I got information about help getting the right proper nutrition, getting the proper exercise. And she goes, I was able to go to the store. But she goes, I started with one finger at a time. And she goes, starting with one finger at a time, she's now a naturopath doctor. Healed herself of fibromyalgia, bipolar, which is all branches off of the epilepsy, and has not had any epileptic seizures, and travels around the world educating people on how they can live a healthy life and heal themselves. Okay? So, and I said, did you pray to Archangel Raphael? She says, I prayed to everybody. And, you know, and she didn't pray because prayer is the medium of miracles. Please give it to me. It was more like, thank you for giving me health. Thank you for giving me healing. Thank you for helping me show people how to heal themselves. And so that's what she did with Archangel Raphael and all others. She also wrote it down. Heidi is the one, she did a seminar here on the radio, not a seminar, but did a show on writing your things down, the power of the written word, and read it and speaks it and has changed your whole life with it. So guys, what I'm saying to you is the power of the spoken word is important, okay, when you read it out loud. I am worthy. I am creating this. I am creating the great guy, the great girl. But more important than that, okay, is writing it down too and reading it every night, doing the meditation, because the meditation is going to keep you, you've got to create with deliberate action, okay, and using your intention. You've got to, because I'm pretty passionate about this. You have to find something that's going to keep your vibration elevated and raise your vibration. And meditation is a great way to do that, because when you're meditating, you're creating a liaison with your angels, with God, with that higher part of yourself to create on purpose, to create with deliberate creation instead of just letting things happen, you know. And that's where you get design a life, create the life of your dreams, all right? And I mean that. I look at my own life. I was sharing this with a friend of mine today. I go, man, I'm super happy. I have everything and that I want, and I've created it. You know, I'm running in a marathon that I never thought I could do. You know, and I'm exercising every day, and I'm super healthy. And I realize that the physical body is so key to connecting with the spiritual body and working the spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical body all together. I think that's important, but it's on my list of things. I have a great physical body. I am in physical shape. I am fast and running at a great pace in my marathons. I am in the best shape ever to compete and to do the best I can, right? And I'm doing it. You know what I mean? I was, you know, and that's important. But I wrote it down. I wrote about the guy. I wrote about love. I wrote about, you know, everything. But you guys, here's the thing. You write it down. You find a meditation. As I said, email me, because I got some great ones that the angels have channeled through me about finding your life purpose, finding your twin flames, finding your soulmate, working it out with your soulmate, you know, expanding your mind so you can do more, a lot of things like that. Okay? And these women that I'm telling you about have used them. All right? And I'm not the only one out there. So if you find something that's working out, then don't change it. That's what I say. But one of the things that I'm sharing with you now is that when you're doing a mantra, okay, and you know, like, you know, I love love. I want to be in love and have a great life. You know, you got to look at the words that you're using. Let me back it up with this one. I am going to be rich. I am rich. I'm rich with, you know, whatever rich means to you. And maybe you don't relate to the word rich, okay? So maybe you relate to the word, I have lots of money. I am making lots of money and I am happy. So look at the words that you're choosing, okay, and see how much emotion you have with them. If you're reading a word and it doesn't mean that much to you, then see if you can find another word that means the same thing. I don't relate to the word rich, but I relate to the word I'm making lots of money. You know, I have a friend of mine, a couple of them, they don't relate to the word love. They relate to the word I have very strong feelings. And I adore you. I'm one of those. I like the word adore more than love. But whatever works for you, I have an exclusive soulmate with me. You know, there are different words that you have feelings for that may be better than others. So remember that feelings come before words. So that's one thing. The other thing is every thought counts. Okay. So whenever you're thinking something, like that dumbass, he didn't do this, or she didn't do this, or this is going on at work and I'm miserable, you're creating being miserable at work again, okay? So whatever you're thinking now, you're creating for the future. And one thought, one positive erases 10,000 negative ones. Get our book. You mean there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me, and there's prayers in there for Michael. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for helping me create my life purpose, my soul's purpose, my calling, whatever you want to say. And there's mantras in there. I am worthy. I'm strong. I'm healthy. You know, all those things. And there's prayers in there to Raphael, Michael, Shamuel. Dear Archangel Shamuel, thank you, create, and preparing me for my soulmate and my soulmate for me. Okay? You know, so those are a couple things there that you can do. I would also really, really, really recommend you write it down. Remember the power of the written word, the power of the spoken word, you know, and you want to do both. Read it in the morning. Look what happened to Diane. She's having her year's anniversary tomorrow, the time that she first went out on a date with a guy, and they're living together and creating a beautiful life together and traveling and seeing the world, and she's writing books. And she wrote this down, gosh, she wrote this down over a year ago. In the past, since 2012, she had a tour in 2013. And remember, she hadn't had a book published and got it published in 2012, 2013. She won the best author, a most inspirational author in the U.S. Isn't that cool? And then she also, wanted the guy, getting over the man that she had. And she said, I go, you're going to just have to let it go. And I said, I'm not saying that you have to let him go, but talk about the qualities that you want. Write it down, kind, compassionate on a physical, spiritual, and emotional level. And that's what she did. And that's the reason why she's with the guy of her dreams now. And you guys, meditation is key because it's going to quiet your mind. It's going to help you develop a liaison or connection to the other side and have the universe work for you, okay? And it can help you come from the place of love and desire instead of fear, okay? Fear it destroys things. It really does. And the ego is fear. But it's going to help you come from a place of love and joy so you can create the life, as I said, of your dreams. So does anybody have any questions? You hit one on your thing or have any comments that you suggest that helps you with your manifesting? I'd love to hear them. As I said, we've got some, I see the lines here, and I've got people here that I know you guys a lot of you guys have manifested some wonderful things in your own life. I'd love to hear what you have, if you have anything to share. Not a problem. I don't want to put any pressure on anyone. But so recapping really quick, write it down, use chakra paper, okay, colors of the chakra, blue, whatever. Diane used blue. I use blue. I know other people have used pink or green for the heart. And then make a list of it, and then read it in the morning and in the evening. Angela, they're giving another story. She wrote a letter to God. Dear God, Angel, thank you for helping me create this. And she wanted the job, the man, and not only did she get the job, she got the job of her dreams. She got the man. She got not one man, but two men that she could choose from. And she tells me, she goes, I've never been so happy. And she goes, the only thing I did was I wrote it down. I read that letter in the morning and in the evening, and it happened. And you guys, these people are not, we're all special, but and we're all not special, right? Because we all have that power living within us, that power that I call God, you call whatever you want, and all you got to do the work, and the work means just breathing, writing it down, meditating, and letting it happen, okay? So I would recommend that meditation, check if you want to know any kind of meditations that we have at Angel Coaches, please send me an email, Taree@angelcoaches.org, or email me and Taree@angelcoaches.org, or give me a call, 954-636-9401. I would love to help you. But I know these meditations are powerful because I've used them myself, and other people are doing that to make the connections to their higher self, higher power, and the angels. And when you work with the angels and you live on purpose and you put your intention out there and you do the work by writing it down, by meditating and expecting it to happen, you get miracles because you're coming from a place of love and joy and prosperity. And I promise you, this works. I've given you a few stories here. You know what I mean? Two stories of health, a few stories of creating your life, money. And don't be afraid to spend money, okay, because sometimes you need to spend a little money to make a little money. That's what I know. So anyway, we've got a great show on Thursday night. I've got a special speaker on. He's going to talk about getting your physical body together, and his name is Dwayne. He is my trainer. He's a lot of people's trainer. He's wonderful. He's done some great things, guys, in helping me move to a whole nother level in my body. So you guys want to listen in. The show's at 8 o'clock. We've got a lot of great stories with it as well. Carrie's gonna be here. She's just lost 10 pounds. How many of you guys would like to lose 10 pounds? She's done it in a few weeks. She's getting healthy, running, she's exercising, and she's lost 10 pounds and changing her life. And what would you guys do to change your lifestyle so you could do the same, okay? And she's got a connection with the angels. She's going to be teaching a class next month. I'm super excited about it, about how to attract great love. She's doing the same, okay, and what you can do working with your angels. So you don't want to miss that. And I'm excited to hear any stories you guys have got of, you know, of manifesting and what you're doing. So please send me an email. But Thursday night we have Dwayne. He's going to be here, Dwayne Champ. He's amazing and wonderful and can help you get the ball rolling to help you get your physical, spiritual, and emotional body in shape. And you have a little testimony from Carrie. She's, as I said, lost 10 pounds and doing the work and really working with her angels. And put a whole class together about how we can attract great love. And then on Sunday, Di and I are going to be there, and we're doing a four-part series. This is the second part of how communication between men and women and how they differ and how we can bridge it and so we can have a great connection with our soulmate, twin soul, or, you know, or whoever, you know, your boyfriend, your mate, husband, wife, whatever. So it's a powerful show, and I'm excited about that on Sunday at 11. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. I know that that's so important. We'd love to hear your comments and what you'd like to hear about. Also, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. Please follow us on there because they give you a lot of special things, special gifts when you follow a show. And so blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches. We'd love to hear what you have to say. We'd love to let you know when our shows are and special guests. I've got a guy right now, you guys, he's running marathons. This is not a cool story. And I just found him today. He's running marathons and doing all these exercises. He has no arms, okay? And, you know, he goes, you know what? He's got a great life, a great story. You know what I mean? And we all have a Cinderella story, so this is great. I have another person, too, that's going to be on. He's running, exercising, has a strong why. Why he does this, and a great story about how he helps support the families that, that's a whole other story, but he's got a great story about, I'm just going to tell you, okay, because I just can't keep it quiet. He's got a great story about how he is running because he helped kids with that died about, it'll be 2 years this Thanksgiving, and he started running and doing and supporting them and raising funds for the families and the kids that need help. You know, because a lot of those folks needed medical help after it happened. And then I think a couple of them had died. And so he's brought awareness to that situation and to other situations. But he's an amazing athlete. And he's doing it from his heart, and he's doing his calling, his life purpose, his soul's purpose. So can't wait to hear from him as well. So you guys are wonderful. Thank you for tuning in tonight. As I said, if you want a meditation, you want an angel reading to find out what your next step is or how to get there, please give me a call or send me an email. And I love each and every one of you. And thanks for supporting our show. And you guys have a great night.